right. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Don't forget to sign up for the big poker tournament. It's a week from tomorrow at the Commerce Casino. And Gene will be down there, and I think Jerry will be down there gambling away. And Jerry, we should actually put a monkey on your back for the night, like a stuffed animal. Because the man does have a radical gambling Jones that's keeping him at home. He's 25 years old, sitting in that house.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
Yeah, if he didn't have a gambling Jones, he'd be in Beverly Hills somewhere. All right, but it is the event is a week from Thursday at the Commerce Casino, and we usually have between 400 and 500. One time we had 700 players there, but we're going to have 400 to 500. And so you sign up by going to the website 971freefm.com. 971freefm.com, and enjoy yourself. Sign up if you are lucky enough to be picked. You'll get a free spot. You'll get yourself some free food when you get down there. Parking is free. And what else is free? Oh, they give away money. They give away $6,000 worth of prizes. So just go to the website, 971freefm.com, or easier than that, conwayandwhitman.com. It's right on the front page there. Or if you go to 971freefm.com, it's under contests. So good luck. Sign up. And we'll be talking about it tonight, tomorrow, and Friday. But we're not going to talk about it on Monday or Tuesday because it will already be too late. And you'll kick yourself in the ass if you don't sign up. Just in the ass. You'll kick yourself so hard. All right. It is 9 o'clock. That must mean news with Robin, everybody.
Now,
C74.
Live from high atop the Miracle Mile, here's Robin with the news.
Yes. All right. What's up in the news, Robin?
Oh, so much to talk about.
Yeah, you always say so much.
Well, there is a lot going on in this world, Tim. Well, first of all, 5 years after he green-lighted the war in Iraq, President Bush marked the anniversary by calling the debate over the conflict understandable, but insisting that a continued U.S. presence there is crucial. Here is some audio of the president speaking about the war in Iraq. B-108.
All right, B-108. George Bush talking about the war, man.
On this day in 2003, the United States began Operation Iraqi Freedom. As the campaign unfolded, tens and thousands of our troops poured across the Iraqi border to liberate the Iraqi people and remove a regime that threatened free nations.
Jesus Christ.
5 years into this battle, there's an understandable debate over whether the war was worth fighting, whether the fight is worth winning,
doesn't matter,
and whether we can win it. The answers are clear to me. Removing Saddam Hussein from power was the right decision, and this is a fight America can and must win.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah, I'm serious. All right. 5 years, man. I can't believe it's been 5 years of this. All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes. Well, there has been a lot of backlash on Senator Obama since his pastor, as you know, Reverend Jeremiah Wright, his controversial comments. Obama has since delivered speeches about racism, and in his latest speech, he ties in the O.J. Simpson verdict while speaking about the divided nation. 0136.
Obama talking about O.J.
You remember when, during the O.J. trial, it was a similar moment when...
I like that. Do you remember the O.J. trial?
Do you remember when, during the O.J. trial?
Yeah, I heard something about that. I remember some kind of controversy. I don't remember exactly, Obama, but thanks for asking if we remember.
Do you remember when, during the O.J. trial, it was a similar moment when the culture, black and white culture just had these completely opposite reactions and nobody understood it. And by the way, I'm somebody who was pretty clear that O.J. was guilty. And I was ashamed for my own community to respond in that way. But I also understood what was taking place, which was that reaction had more to do with a sense that somehow the criminal justice system historically had been biased so profoundly that the defeat of that justice system was somehow a victory.
All right. There he goes. Obama talking about O.J., man.
How's your house hunting coming?
How's your house hunting coming?
First and foremost, I didn't commit these crimes. I always say I didn't, but
Obama thinks you may have done it. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, well, Paul McCartney's now ex-wife, Heather Mills, will collect a settlement from her divorce from Paul. The settlement is reported to be $48 million.
Wow.
And here is some audio of her new spokesperson, Gloria Allred, speaking on Ms. Mills' behalf. G145.
All right, G145. Gloria Allred's involved.
At one point, when she was represented by counsel, which was some time ago, her attorneys asked for much more than she ended up asking for. But recently, she has been representing herself in this proceeding, and she did not ask for that number, and she ended up getting from the court much more than she asked for, and more than Paul ever offered her. So the bottom line is, AJ, she is a winner in this proceeding, a winner for herself and her daughter, a little four-year-old.
All right, I think we get it. Any time Gloria Allred talks, even if she's like telling you a joke, it seems like she's pissed, doesn't it? Seems like she's always angry.
Well, it seems that she thinks that the truth will be heard only if she's shouting it from the rooftops. Not in a quiet voice.
All right. I actually like Gloria Allred, but it does seem like she's always angry as F.
Well, you've had her on the show, haven't you,
too? Yes, we've had her on the show.
Lovely woman.
Very, very nice. And if I'm ever sexually harassed at this station, she'd be the first one I call.
I've seen literally
All right. Where was that?
At one point, when she was represented by counsel, which...
Always so angry. All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Well, finally, 97.1's own Adam Carolla is a contestant on Dancing with the Stars, as you may know.
Yeah, I know that. I heard that.
And he's already made a name for himself as someone who does not hold his tongue when interacting with the judges. Well, now he has his sights set on fellow contestant Steve Guttenberg. And here is some audio of that. A122.
All right. Carolla talking about Steve Guttenberg.
I've seen literally thousands of dance competitions.
Yeah, I know.
Courtside, from Monaco to Milan.
Yes, and
this is by far the best. And by the way, Steve said it sucked off the air. He's just trying to get votes, America. Don't buy into a charade.
As spoken by Mr. Ward.
He outs him on TV. That is so classic. Ah, that's very funny,
Mr.
man.
Mr. Carolla never wanted to hold his tongue.
All right, Steve Guttenberg. What's he doing? Is he doing Police Academy now? What's he doing?
I haven't seen him in a movie for years.
Police Academy 14.
Yes.
I've seen literally thousands.
All right, there he goes. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
That's what's happening.
All right, the news with Robin, everybody.
America Mile in Los Angeles. Robin with the news.
All right, there she goes. News with Robin, man. All right, we have a guest in here who's been on with us before. You may recognize his name. Certainly you'll recognize his talent. His name is Scott Sandlin. Nice to see you, Scotty. How you been?
I've been good. Good to be back. Thanks.
All right. Now, you are a hypnotherapist.
I am, yeah.
And you actually, I guess through mind control, can persuade people maybe to lose a bad habit or two. Can you do anything for memory if somebody's losing their memory?
Well, first, it's definitely not mind control. It's important. The person who I hypnotize...
Like that term, do you?
Yeah, there's a lot of misconceptions. The people who I hypnotize are always in control themselves. What I do is I help facilitate better communication between the active conscious and the subconscious.
That's what I meant.
So memory's right there.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's actually forensic hypnosis where it's used to recall things in as evidence.
Does that work or is that BS?
It works.
It does?
Yeah. Chinese government used it a couple times for some big things.
Well, that must work if the Chinese used it.
Telling me.
All right. So now if somebody's drinking too much or smoking too much, maybe with drugs or I don't know what the hell people are doing nowadays, but you can help them through a series of sessions. Is that right?
Yeah. I actually just finished a 30-day inpatient program with Sober Living by the Sea,
right?
Which is a drug rehab center in Newport.
Sounds like a great hotel.
Yeah, Sober Living by the Sea.
Sounds like a crappy hotel, actually. Sober Living near the sea.
Not a lot of activity at the bar there.
Yeah, no no slot machines, no cigarettes, no gambling, nothing. Sober by the Sea?
Sober Living by the Sea, yeah.
Sober Living by the Sea.
And I did an inpatient program with them, talking with a couple other rehab centers, a couple other doctors. Dr. Mary Eno from Kaiser, she and I are putting together a full program through the International Association of Counselors and Therapists
for
drug addiction and just looking at it from a whole new way.
All right. And what was the success rate of the Living by the Seas?
But, they all lived by the sea. It's tough to say because it just finished. So
oh, I see. Okay.
They're all still inpatient, so they haven't been released to the wild.
But radical drug problems?
Oh, yeah.
Methamphetamine?
Heroin, IV coke use.
Wait, IV coke?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, is that right?
Yeah, that's the real deal.
I mean, that's when you stick it right, you know, through...
Yeah, just mainline it right in.
Right in the vein.
Huh?
Yeah.
Somebody really needs that high still nowadays, huh?
Sure.
Oh, man. But they didn't start with that.
No, usually not. No, that's usually cigarettes, weed, and drinking is where they all start, you know, the gateway drugs.
Yeah. And, but see, I've been on cigarettes, weed, and drinking for 20 years. I've never tried cocaine.
And good for you, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I'm still looking for a doctor that says I don't smoke enough, but they're tough to find. All right, so you can cure. I mean, if you can go after somebody who's mainlining cocaine, somebody who occasionally smokes weed or has a couple drinks when they go home is nothing to you.
Sure, it's much easier. And depending on their motivation.
Right. And how many sessions would that take, you think?
It depends on the thing. You know, for take something simple like smoking.
Right.
I like to look at it at three sessions. I've done single sessions, and it's worked. But I like the consistency for the sake of reinforcement. It's sort of like Pavlov's dogs. You know,
right.
You reinforce that and ingrain it.
Now, do you also use, I like to quit smoking. Do you use Nicorette or nicotine patches?
I've had some clients who do. Clinically, in all the tests they've done, they've shown that using any nicotine replacement in conjunction with hypnosis doesn't help the hypnosis stats. But the hypnosis stats, with or without that, are way higher than nicotine replacement. Gums, inhalers, patches,
right.
Lozenges, you name it.
What is the success rate for smoking?
It varies depending on the study, but I've seen it in anywhere from 70s to 80s.
Is that 80%?
Yeah, I've seen it's high number. The highest I've seen is 86, I want to say.
Yeah, like the patch, I think, is like in the 20s. Or
I think it's in the teens, yeah. The other thing that's just come out is Shantax, which is a stop smoking, but there's some crazy side effects to that.
Yeah, my doctor was getting me on Shantax, and then he gave me the list of side effects, and it include dry mouth, blurry vision, diarrhea, shortness of breath. I mean, there was a list of stuff.
Yeah.
It made you miss good old emphysema.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So now you're going to hypnotize me today.
Sure.
And then we're going to come back and take some calls, and the listeners can ask me anything they'd like, and I'll be under hypnosis. And I'd like today to work on getting more energy. Is that something you can do?
Yeah, I've actually worked with Olympians, professional athletes, a lot of college athletes, and helped them get more energy all the time.
And how does that work?
You know, the same way of doing 20 push-ups. You know, you get the endorphins pumping through your body. If you have a visceral daydream of being excited, you start to get excited. You just multiply that by 10 or 100, and that's in the ballpark of what we're going to do.
Right. Can you do – now, I'm not saying this is my problem, and I know you're going to think it is because that's how all these things start. Like, I've got a brother who blank, 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 right? This is not my problem, but can you help guys who have busted wieners?
If it's psychological, yes. If it's medical,
Jerry, please,
then no.
I said it's not my problem.
Yeah. If your friend has it as a psychological
look
issue.
Look at me when you say he's your friend. I'll show you. I can do it right now.
We could do that in hypnosis, too, but that's yeah. That's not good for radio.
I'd like to take a few sessions with you before we get into me getting a boner in front of you.
That's fair.
All right. So, but you can help if it's psychological.
If it's psychological.
So if it's physical, they got your
guy's screwed. Well, that's actually really funny. Two times ago, I was on the air here. One of your listeners called in for exactly that reason.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Did you help him out?
He didn't come in. He got cold feet on it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
All right. So he's just walking around there flaccid somewhere.
I guess that's his decision.
On the Newport Beach area.
Yeah.
All right. All right, well, whatever you know, whatever that guy does, he does. All right, now, but you have CDs. I'm looking at two of them right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you put out these three quick techniques for pain.
Mm-hmm.
And also floating away from discomfort. Which one is the long one? Floating away?
Yeah.
Now, what is floating away for discomfort, the CD that I have in front of me? What does it do, and when do you listen to it?
Sure. Well, I actually specialize in pain control. It's been the number one focus of my practice since I started for 10 years now. And I found a lot of different techniques. And basically what it is it takes you down to, in terms of brainwave cycles per minute, it takes you lower than when you're dreaming asleep. It's been clinically proven, hypnosis has been clinically proven to be more effective than morphine in reducing pain.
Really?
And that CD, I actually had a patient listen to do some skull surgery recently with no anesthetic.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, skull surgery.
Jesus Christ.
All right, if you want the CD, how do people get it? First of all, how much is it?
$30.
$30. Where do you get it?
The website is www.gohypnotherapy.com.
Okay, gohypnotherapy.com. Mm-hmm. This CD is $30. Does it come back with a guarantee?
No, because doctors don't guarantee.
Right,
I mean,
right. You got to make some money.
If they're really
yourself.
Upset, you know, I'll work with them. But
yeah. All right, but this is for pain.
Yeah, that one is for pain. I've got a couple other on there for pain. It's important they get a medical referral before they listen to something like that, because if they have appendicitis, they could listen to a CD and the pain could go away. But obviously, if you got appendicitis, you need to go to a doctor and get that taken care of.
Can we play this CD on the air?
Bad idea.
Bad idea.
There's a lot of technology that goes into those CDs, you'd be putting a lot of people to sleep at the wheel.
Might be interesting. Might be my last day here, but it might be interesting, right? Yeah. Yeah, that would be interesting.
It could open you up to a whole lot of issues.
Can you imagine lawsuits? There's 10,000 car accidents. Okay, all right. Maybe 7,500 car accidents, Jerry. You don't always have to get down on me for ratings. The station does a good enough job getting down on me for ratings as it is. You don't have to jump on board, you jackass. All right, then the other one, three quick techniques for pain.
Those are based on neurolinguistic programming. That's the stuff that Tony Robbins uses to keep the people coming back. It's like hypnosis. It's sort of diet hypnosis.
And it works?
Yeah, it works real well. I've used NLP techniques. In fact, one of the techniques on that I've used for compound fractures. I've used for major issues and had pain go away.
And compound fractures, you mean they operate without any anesthesia?
No, I mean on an injury site. You know, somebody had a compound fracture. I used one of those techniques. I just said it to them, and they were out of pain before the EMTs could get there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So they said, "Well, why am I going with the EMTs? I feel fine."
The bone was sticking out.
Your bone's coming through your skin, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, so that matters.
Yeah. All right. Now you also do you obviously you do smoking and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Now you do fear of flying and plane trips. What was that whole CD?
Yeah, I've had a number of clients come to me for fear of flying. A lot of phobia stuff. You know, flying, insects, public speaking, you name it. You know, lots of phobias, including really weird ones. Agoraphobia, just the fear of going outside of your home. One of my colleagues had a client come to them for phobophobia, which is the fear of having a phobia.
Wow.
Yeah.
How effed up is that, dude?
Yeah, telling me.
I'm like a fear of might having a fear one day.
That's how anxiety attacks happen, actually. You have an anxiety attack or a panic attack, and then you're afraid it's going to happen again.
Right.
And so the fear of potentially having something that scary cripples you.
I don't know anybody like that. All right. Now, here, this is something my wife does, and maybe you can cure her for doing this, because it's not a big deal. But I see that it is taking up a little of her time. When she gives my daughter, like my daughter loves raisins, right? And she always says, you know, Mommy, can I have a cup of raisins? Look at that beautiful little girl. And my wife has to count 21 raisins and put them in the cup before she gives them to my daughter.
Okay.
Is that the beginning of an OCD thing?
It's not necessarily the beginning of one, but...
it's the middle of one?
Yeah, it could be a later stage.
Full-fledged, full-blown OCD?
If that's the only place it shows up...
It doesn't. It shows up with when she puts the bottles... Because my kid's only two. I mean, sure. Don't look at me like, you know, she'd be eating steak. But it has to put the bottles in the dishwasher all lined up on one side in perfect order.
So it's starting to...
Full-blown OCD.
The image is starting to flesh out a little bit there, yeah. No, there's things we could do.
You can do that?
Yeah.
In hypnotherapy?
Sure.
All right.
I mean, something simple like that, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go under hypnosis right now. Scott's going to take me in the other room. Gina's here. Gina's going to handle the show while I'm gone. We're going to play a commercial break. Then we're going to come back and play like a 3 or 4 minute best of, however long it takes. And then Gina's going to handle the phone calls, and I'll be under hypnosis. I'd like more energy, but I also like to be under where, you know, callers can call up and I can tell them, you know, honest answers to their questions.
Sure.
And that's what I'll do?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here are the phone numbers. I'm going under hypnosis for the first time in my life on the air. I mean, that does take balls, right? 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, if you want to get some of these CDs, go to gohypnotherapy.com. Gohypnotherapy.com. And if you have a fear of, or if you're in pain, or you're crazy when you fly, get some of these CDs and see if they work for you. God only knows. And if you can listen to a CD and it works for you, then why wouldn't you do that? You'd be an a-hole not to buy these, right?
Yeah, we got.
Is that your slogan on the website? You'd be an a-hole not to buy them?
It was one of the ones we tossed around, but we went away from it. Okay. I mean, we've got stuff for everything. You know, motivation for work, anxiety, self-esteem, you name it. We got
motivation for work.
Oh yeah.
Hey, I'm going to buy one for Hanukkah for Jerry. Look at that. Hanukkah coming up? What's the next Jewish holiday? Yom Kippur?
You know what? I think Yom Kippur, right, Gina?
Yom Kippur?
No, Purim.
Purim.
Oh, Purim.
When is Purim? April?
Purim's
it's
right
like
around
the Halloween
Easter.
Of Easter. Judaism.
All right, I'm going to get you one for Purim. I'm going to get you a motivational CD for Purim. Oh, God. All right, 520-9710, 888 520-9710. Again, the plan, commercials, best of, and then Gina is going to run the show while I'm under hypnotherapy. And Scott Sandlin's with us. GoHypnotherapy.com. It's the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Here's something you'd never hear a man say.
I don't have human children.
Now, here's something a man would say.
She's a whore!
It's Conway and Whitman, 97.1, the FM talk station.
Barbara, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Pretty good.
How are you, sweet spirit? Guess what? Your letter has reached its destination.
Actually, because I gave it to him in person, and I want to know, like, things are just, like, really changing between
all right,
the
let's recap. Barbara called us last week, and you sent a letter to an ex-boyfriend.
Well, he got in touch with me before he actually got the letter.
Right, now, what happened to the letter that you put in the mail? The letter that was floating?
Hold on.
No, you hold on. Hold on just a moment, sweet spirit. What happened to the letter that was floating through the United States Postal Service that I saw in limbo?
He never got it, but we got in touch and we got together, and things are just totally amazing between us now.
Wow.
See, I told you that if you waited long enough and then you just relaxed and tried to enjoy yourself in that relationship, that things would turn around.
Everything is just like, we're not fighting. Everything just like, he's more loving towards me and everything
good.
Now.
That's wonderful. Your life is like the fog.
He's working and he's trying to call me right now.
Hey, Barbara?
Huh?
Just don't be so depressed around him. You sound like you're depressed out of your mind.
Oh, I'm just like missed him now because we had to work tonight and I can't
be
alone. Lay off the I'm depressed out of my mind tones. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
A little enthusiasm. You know, and even if you are depressed, pretend like you're happy.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay.
But take off that sourpuss, baby.
Okay, thanks.
All right, there she goes. Oh, boy. Nothing worse than that. A depressed woman. She's out of her mind with depression. She's 36 years old. She's young.
Well,
every time she calls, it sounds like she's about to kill herself.
But things worked out well, as I predicted.
Yes, you did.
That relationship would turn around.
Exactly right. All right, let's talk to a Johnny in Oakland. You're on 97.1.
Yeah. The best way to thin weed is in cakes and pies. Bake it in there, you know.
Cakes and pies.
That's right, because then, you know, you got a little blueberry kush pie, you know, purple pie.
Right.
Little white cake.
Like if somebody's in prison, you can put a file in there and bring them the pie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you know, they like to eat that.
Are you
cake.
Calling from a cartoon?
No, I'm calling from Oakland, California.
All right, buddy, you're the best.
Yeah,
man.
Look around. Is everything around you drawn?
Oh, boy. A cartoon character calling.
You put a file in the pot. Bring it in. Okay, escapes Alcatraz on you.
All right, this is the Conway and Whitman Show live at 97.1 Free FM.
It ain't necessarily good for you. It ain't fattening, but it ain't good.
Except the raw cholesterol. You dig what I'm saying, y'all?
It ain't necessarily fattening, but it ain't good. But it tastes good.
It tastes good, but it tastes good. I'm a Jew from Brooklyn, but it tastes good. Yeah. And take some of that Welch's grape jelly and give this Jew from Brooklyn some of that Welch's grape jelly and put it up in that biscuit. Biatch. Give me that.
Water is good for you nowadays.
I've been on Arnold Palmer. Arnold Palmer created it. And give me some of that Welch's grape jelly and put it up in this biscuit.
All right, let's talk to a Johnny in Oakland. You're on 97.1.
Yeah.
Okay, we are back on the Conway and Whitman Show with Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman. And right now, your very own host, Tim Conway Jr., is in the green room being hypnotized by Scott Sandlin from GoHypnotherapy.com. This is going to be interesting, and I'm actually really nervous and excited for Tim because Scott's been on a couple times, and he's thrown me into the fire. He's put Randy in the hot seat. He's even asked Brian a couple personal questions through the guided hypnosis of Scott Sandlin. And Tim has yet to volunteer. He even tried to throw me under the bus again right before the segment. So he finally manned up and decided that he was going to go for it, see if he'd get a little more energy, a little more motivation. He's back in the studio right now, feeling a little, looking pretty refreshed, pretty relaxed.
That is... That is unbelievable.
Oh yeah, give him a minute or
we'll
two.
Give him a minute to adjust.
He'll be groggy for about another 30 seconds before he really comes all the way back.
I was sitting on the couch in the green room, and I felt like I was falling through it.
Yeah.
I've never been under hypnosis before, but that is, that seemed like it was an hour.
Yeah, that was how many minutes?
Maybe, Jerry, 6 minutes, 7 minutes? Yeah, maybe 7 minutes or so.
Yeah, that's one of the things that, when I'm working with drug addiction clients, you give them a 40-minute hypnosis session, and they either think it's been 5 minutes or they think it's been 2 hours, and just of ecstasy, of just joy and euphoria and just letting go of withdrawal symptoms, letting go of, the fears, the guilt, all that stuff, and you just get to feel that, like you're sinking through a couch and...
Yeah, when I came out of there, I thought John and Jeff were on.
Well, it's funny because, Tim, you're a guy based in reality, and you can be fairly cynical, and no, you're a believer right now, aren't you?
Yeah, I think that there's something there. I mean, it's my whole body feels like it's like 700 pounds.
Yeah. Well, you were at this...
I gotta keep my hand under my chin to keep it up.
Well, you were at the same brainwave cycles per minute as when you're dreaming. You're at REM, and you notice the eye flutter. I mentioned that to you when we were in there, and you were at the deepest point of sleep. I mean, you were still awake and you were still aware, but in terms of brainwave cycles per minute, you were at deep sleep, which is why you feel sort of groggy, like you just woke up from a nap in the sun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's gonna grunt until
11
o'clock.
Matter. It doesn't matter. No, it matters.
Wow.
That is odd, though. That really is. I mean, it really, for somebody like me who really doesn't believe in a lot of this stuff, just to go through like that 5-minute session where you feel like, I literally feel like it's tough for me to keep my hands off the counter because they weigh like 600 pounds.
Remember when I went through the same thing? I said that my biggest problem right now is I can't move my arms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I can't. I mean, when I keep my arm above the desk, it feels like there's 600 pounds.
Yeah. At the next commercial, we'll actually do the exact opposite of that. So you feel more energy like we did with Gina last time.
All right.
And then you'll just pace around for the rest of the show.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Get yourself a wireless mic for the rest of the show.
All right. I guess we promised to take some calls, right?
Yeah. Well, there's actually one pretty interesting one up on the... old screener right now that I think a lot of people probably want to know. I think that's Tony in Lakewood.
All right. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
If you can stay awake.
Tony in Lakewood. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Tim, you big stud.
Hey.
Hey, I want to know, I know you're a big horse race player. How much money do you spend at the track per week?
It's not like a weekly thing. I would say monthly. I'm keeping track this year how much I gamble. And in January, I lost $300. In February, I lost $200. And in March, I think I'm down a deuce.
That's not bad at all.
Hey, it's not bad because I don't go out there as often as I want to.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I got a job and I got a kid. And if it wasn't for those two things, I'd be out there every day.
Were you aware that a horse named Babu won the first race this past Saturday?
Oh, Babu.
Yeah, and just my luck, I got there for the second. Yeah, it paid $460.
Yeah, it was awesome. You don't own that horse, do you?
No, but I know it paid $460 to win.
That's right. All right.
Yeah, I like being out there because I really feel that the people at the racetrack are not judgmental at all. You can go out there for 6 hours and nobody judges you at all. You just do what you want. You say what you want. You smoke, you drink, you do whatever you want. And all the guys out there have a sense of humor and they all have a great story or two to tell. So, plus, it's a great place to take my daughter. She loves it. She was there with me last Sunday and I kept saying, come on with this three. Come on with this three. And she started doing it. On the way home.
She started saying, come on with this three.
Come on with this three.
That's a sound bite. You
come
get
on
that
with
one
this
now.
Three. Yeah, no, she's the best, man. She's actually good at picking horses. So I put the, I was the only guy doing this, but I was out in the playground in the middle of Santa Anita. They have an awfully nice playground there, Gina. If you ever have kids, it's a great place to take kids. But there's a playground in the middle of Santa Anita, and I put the form down, and I said, "Hey, point to a horse." And I put the papers down on the playground, and she pointed. She actually spilled some of her ice cream on the three horse, and I bet on that horse, and it came in, I think, fifth or sixth, which is the typical luck of a Conway. I know that she's a Conway now because she can't win at horses either. She's a complete loser when it comes to betting.
That's a great soundbite, too. You know what's really funny about this? I doubt that you've ever taken ecstasy. Have you ever taken ecstasy?
Once.
You did?
Yeah.
Do you remember what it felt like to
it
talk?
It felt a lot like this.
Yeah, I know. I can tell.
Yeah.
I can tell.
But it also felt like, I did it once. It was an apartment on Riverside Drive near Laurel
Randy's?
Canyon. Yeah, it's near Randy's old place. But I remember the apartment because it was embarrassing to live there. I was doing radio and the guy, I was in an apartment. There's probably about 200 units in this apartment building. And when I'd have friends over, they'd always say, "How do you get to your place?" And I'd give them the address, but that's before people had the map deals in their car. And I said, "Here's the easy way to get to it. If you're coming over on a Saturday or Sunday, there's a clown in front with one of those big arrows, and he's flipping it around and pointing to my building."
How embarrassing for you.
We need to go to break!
All right, Jerry, why are you yelling?
He's so high right now.
I mean, you're ruining the vibe in here, dude.
Tim, you can't light candles in the studio. Why are you trying to light candles everywhere?
I tell you, even when I'm under hypnosis, I can't stand that guy. Now even more than ever.
You know, we could actually switch that. We could make you think everything he says is hilarious.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
You would have to be Jesus Christ. Or God to do that. All right, it is Conway and Whitman, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
He's Conway. He's Whitman. Oh, wait a minute. No, he's Whitman. Ah, who cares? There'll be another guy in here in 2 weeks.
I don't think for a hot second that Brian Whitman would be a better host than Danny Bonaducci.
Conway and Whitman, 97.1 KLSX, the FM talk station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM, and I went under hypnosis about 40 minutes ago. 40 minutes ago?
No, not that long.
25 minutes ago?
Like 15 minutes ago.
20
at the most.
No, get out of here.
Yeah, because we had the news, remember? And then we had two best-ups.
Okay. And then Scott put me under, and I've never been under hypnosis before, but I was sitting on the couch, a leather couch in there. I think it's fake leather. I mean, I don't think it's real leather.
Yeah, who are we kidding here?
They always say, there's a leather couch. And it's BS. It's not leather. So I'm sitting on the couch, and I felt like I was falling through it. It's like a really weird sensation. And I thought it was 2 hours I was in there. And it was only 10 minutes?
Yeah, about that.
That is so effing
time
weird.
Distortion is a real common side effect or symptom of hypnosis. Time distortion happens all the time. It's like time flies and you're having fun. That sort of being in the zone where you lose sense of time, that's what hypnosis is. So there it is.
All right. Let's talk to Jeff and Whittier. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yes. Hello. How are you?
Good.
Good. I was calling in because you mentioned earlier about a guy who had called in with ED, and then he never showed up. And
was that you?
Oh, that's not me.
Sounds like you.
Because you sound familiar.
Sounds like you know a lot about the story, dude.
No, I just heard you. But I do have ED, and it is psychological, so I don't know how I could get help with that.
Jerry, it's so rude, dude.
That's because he hasn't got it.
Well,
his wiener's busted, and you're laughing at him.
Yeah, no, his wiener's not busted. It's the brain. He said it's psychological.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's psychological, but chicks don't buy that it's psychological.
That's true.
I mean, when's the last time you were naked with a chick?
When's the last time I was naked with a chick? I live with one.
And when's the last time you were with her?
Well, I was with her about, let's see, it was Saturday, so it'd be like, what, 5 days ago?
And you couldn't get it going?
No, I couldn't get it going. Well, I try and get it going every day. That's the last time I got it going was last Saturday.
Yeah, but you can't get it at all. I mean, does she start crying and get depressed?
No, she does everything possible.
And you still can't get it going?
Yeah, still can't get it going, yeah. Occasionally I can. Maybe once every week or 10 days I get it going. That's about it.
What does she look like?
Oh, she's very beautiful.
I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, how tall is she?
She's about 5'4".
What's she weigh?
105.
That's a slim lady.
Pretty thin.
Petite.
How old is she?
25.
Jesus, man. You got a problem.
I know.
Psychologically based ED, hypnosis is a great thing for it. It really is.
When's the last time you had a D or an E?
I'm sorry, when's the last time I was?
You had an E.
Had a knee?
Had an E without the D.
An E without the D. That was Saturday.
Jesus Christ.
No, you said you didn't have one on Saturday.
No. I did have one on Saturday, and I was going to have relations on Saturday, but not since then. Even though we try every day, it's like a week or 10 days. That's usually when I can. It's like in the morning, you know, if you don't pee, then...
We should be like Jerry. He looks at gay porn. He gets crazy.
Yeah, there he goes.
He can't do it with straight chicks, but he looks at a guy, and he gets all hot. But maybe you should try that, dude.
Well, yeah. That's what I want to try, but that's why I called in, to see what...
what Scott looks like?
Yeah. No, all right.
How can you help him?
The easiest way, I mean, if you want to come see me, the easiest way is to call my office, set up an appointment, and we'll get you going straight from there. If you go to my website, which is the same one, gohypnotherapy.com, there's a link there for intake forms, online forms, something like that. You can fill that out, go straight to me, and we can go straight from there.
Okay, perfect.
All right, Victor. Good luck. I hope you get better, dude.
Oh yeah, well, no, I'm sure it will. Just, you know, I think it's just a thing of concentration. I don't know, but
how old are you?
I'm 60.
And he's with a 25-year-old.
You're 60?
Yeah.
And how'd you meet the 25-year-old?
I don't know. I always just end up with young girls. I mean, the best thing for ED, which was better than Cialis, Viagra, all those natural products, was YG.
Does she brag to all their college friends that she's with a 60-year-old with a busted wiener?
No, I don't think so.
No? That leaves that out. When she's pledging sororities, huh?
Yeah, well, I'm sure she leaves that out. She brags me up to everybody, but, you know, it's just a problem.
What a break for her.
Yeah.
I'm with a 60-year-old with a busted wiener. All right.
That's it.
All right, buddy. I hope you get some help, man.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Call the office. Hey, set up the appointment. We can do something for you.
Real quickly, do you have kids?
Yes, I do.
How old?
Well, it depends. I get from 42 all the way down to 8.
So you have a 42-year-old kid and 25-year-old girlfriend?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how's that? Do you make your kids call her mom?
No.
Do you have grandkids?
Yes, I have.
How old?
The oldest grandkid is 15.
So you have a 15-year-old grandkid and a 25-year-old girlfriend.
Right.
Okay. All right, hold on, buddy.
I mean, it should work. You shouldn't have a problem with that.
I don't have a problem with it. I'm just saying that you should be able to get things going.
A guy should not have a problem. You know,
yeah, no, you're right.
Psychological problem.
You're the luckiest man on the planet.
Yeah. I mean, why, like I was telling you, that YG is, you should fix all that stuff when you're 60 years old. You know what YG is, right?
The young girls.
That's it.
Yeah, but it's not working for you.
Yeah, you should call the office.
Maybe you
got to
go out with one of your grandson's friends.
That's true.
You know, somebody a little younger, like 18. These 25-year-olds are too old for you.
Well, it is. It's a quarter of a century. My last one was 22. So.
All right.
Yeah, that pattern is worth talking about.
All right, Babu. You're a big stud, great. Though, to get those young chicks, man. That guy's a stud.
He really is.
He's a major stud, man. Does that disappoint you, Jerry? Guy's 60,
no.
Getting chicks that are
no,
hot,
I've
hot
kinda,
at your age?
I've accepted it, dude.
That chick passed on you and your Lakewood situation to go out with a 60-year-old guy with a busted penis?
Yeah, well, I'm not so sure I believe that guy's story, but okay.
All right, man. A lot of girls passing up on this stud in there. That guy's a major stud. All right, Scott, thanks for coming in. What is the website again?
www.gohypnotherapy.com.
Go Hypnotherapy. Mm-hmm. And you have the CDs. You can buy the CDs.
The CDs, they're down tonight. They're we're putting up new ones tonight, so probably till midnight they'll be down, but they'll be back up tomorrow.
All right, my jaw is bothering me. What does that mean?
TMJ, bruxism, grinding your teeth at night.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I've got the perfect CD for that.
Is that right?
I have three or four, actually I have five now, dentists who give this CD to their patients.
Okay. Can you take me out of this?
Yeah, I'll take you out of it at the next commercial.
Okay.
Kind of enjoying this vibe, though. It's a good vibe.
I feel like falling asleep. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. I'm under therapy.
Hypnotherapy.
And we're live on 97.1 Free FM.